Time now for the weekly multiple listing sales update. Single family residences only, just through the Santa Barbara Multiple Listing Service. From Carpinteria to Goleta, a.k.a. the South Coast, it's for the week ending March 3rd, 2023. The ninth week of the year, the 1,278th week, I've compiled these statistics. First of three categories, new listings. 17 new listings hit the books this week. Again, remember in the days when there was 35, 45 new listings? It's been so long, I forgot. Of the 17 new listings, one is pending and two are closed, including the low for the week up in Richard's neighborhood, Ogram Road, $765,000. Remember, Ogram spelled backwards is Margo. And $12 million, I just got that from Red Rum, you know, that movie with the the high $12,750,000 via Huerto on... And Hope Ranch, and that's so one of the 17 new listings was under $1 million, and then that one sold. So the median price, oh, this can't be right. This can't be right. You know, I was sick all week. Can you hear my voice? I got a little, I don't even want to read what I put down at the median price. That can't be right. Second category, opened escrows. Sweet 16, 16 lucky people opened escrow on their single-family home for the week ending March 3rd, 2023. A low of $1,099,000 on Tunnel Road. I bet that sells for over asking. And a high of $12.5 million on Sima Linda Lane. None of the 16 opened escrows were under $1 million. The median price, $1,747,000. Sounds like a plane. Mm-hmm. And finally, behind door number three sold listings, eight... Even luckier people closed escrow on their single-family home for the week ending March 3rd, 2023. A low of $1,260,000 on Carlo Drive and a high of $5,350,000 on Asegra Road. None of the eight sold were under $1 million. Median price, $2,537,000, which is... high, but only eight sales, so it didn't impact too much, but that's a high median price. Remember, year-to-date, $2,250,000 is the year-to-date median price. 2022's median price, $2,214,000. If anyone asks you what percentage of the listings are in escrow right now, tell them 35%. The total number in escrow, 54 listings, snapshot in time on March 4th, 2023. 54 listings. Same time last year, 71 listings were in escrow. But in 2021, it was 128 listings. Again, the unicorn year can't compare anything to 2021. If you go back to 2007 on the ninth week of the year, we had 45 listings in escrow, and 2008, 49 listings in escrow. So guess what? 2023 is higher than those years. And if you're looking for a house, as I mentioned, there's 101 listings available on the market versus last year it was 93. At least it's going up, not much. Under $1 million, there's two houses for you to choose from. Two. And last year at this time there was one, so I guess that's an improvement. But... I think that's about it. I think we're out of time. Thanks for listening and listing. Although I do encourage you to invest in real estate, remember goodness is the only investment that never fails. Stay tuned. I'll be back next time at this time for another edition of Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. I am your local realtor. Go to RadioRealEstate.com, RadioRealEstate.com. Search listings throughout California. Listen to past broadcasts. Call me after the program, 805-452-2428. 452-CHAT if you'd like to buy or sell a property, or with any real estate question, because remember, I can answer any question eventually.